Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
This weekend is National Trails Day, and there will be hikers by the millions on trails across America. So, get a comfortable shirt and jacket, put on some shorts or hiking pants, pull some comfy socks on, get some water and snacks. Let's find out how you can celebrate National Trails Day when we return here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
We continue with this special edition of the Wildside News. We're going to travel around the U.S. and get a sense of all the amazing activities happening as part of the 2004 National Trails Day. You can easily find out what's happening in your state by clicking on the link that says Find an Event Near You on today's show page, or by going to the American Hiking Society's webpage at www.americanhiking.org. We have lots of guest callers on the line to give us a heads up on just some of the things going on in this National Trails Day. I have Frank Hugelmeyer on. Frank, are you there?
Yes, thanks for having me, Sydney.
Certainly. And Kimberly Horn? Okay. Frank, let's start with you. You are the president of the Outdoor Industry Association, and I would like to know why it is that you are so involved in National Trails Day.
Well, as the national trade group of all of the companies that make outdoor products and equipment, National Trails Day is the start of the many outdoor recreation activities that highlight and support an active outdoor lifestyle. It's really the beginning of the season. And close to follow is Bike to Work Day on June 23rd, as well as River Cleanup Week later in the month. And it seemed the perfect time to sponsor the Get Fit With Us event in Minneapolis with our agency partners in the federal government to highlight the opportunities for improving Americans' health through increased use of our public lands and waterways. So National Trails Day is a natural fit to that.
You know, I talk about the nature industry as the largest industry in the world, and it truly is. And certainly the Outdoor Industry Association, those people who make that extraordinary gear and books and actual, vacations, there's a whole variety of ways in which you help us really enjoy this event. It actually is kind of like a payback, isn't it? Because there's a relationship between what you folks do and what we do and our public lands. Why don't you talk about that payback?
That's right. The industry is $18 billion in annual product sales at retail. And if you actually look at what consumers do, the American public does in pursuing the activities, and there's 149 million people who pursue these activities. That's over the age of 16 and older. You've got a large percentage of the population and a contribution to the American economy of around $45 billion a year when you add up gas and food and everything else that goes on with taking an outdoor trip. So many of the outdoor companies get very involved in this and provide both resources, funding, monies to these programs. And the Outdoor Industry Foundation, which is a foundation started by the association, also does that, and that's one of the reasons why we are sponsoring the Get Fit With Us campaign, to really help Americans know that it's in their best interest to participate in outdoor activities for their families, most importantly, and for the kids in the future.
Frank, we have some other folks on the line who are going to tell us about what's going on. You're going to be in Minnesota. Talk about that, because that's probably the landmark event of this particular National Trails Day.
That's correct. We've got a tremendous event scheduled in the Minneapolis area, and it's a celebration with the land and water agencies, groups like the National Park Service or the Forest Service, the commissions and federal agencies that manage our public lands. And coming to Minneapolis as guests are Secretary Norton, Gail Norton, Secretary of Interior, the Director of the National Park Service, Fran Minella, will have on hand the Governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, as well as Major General Strock, who heads the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And he, a lot of people don't know this, but the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are one of the largest managers of public lands in the country as they manage all of the water facilities and the reservoirs because of the dams. And so bringing all of these groups together to celebrate the potential for recreation and the great trail network that exists on this is going to be a very special event.
Frank, I'm going to let you go because I know you're right in the middle of a massive conference. I want to thank you for being on the Wild Side News. Let's talk again soon.
Great, and thanks for covering National Trails Day.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next, I'd love to talk with Kimberly Horn. She's the Director of Volunteer Programs with the Continental Divide Trail Alliance. Kimberly, tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Hi. I wanted to thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
The Continental Divide Trail Alliance is a nonprofit membership organization dedicated to the completion, maintenance, and protection of the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail. And we sponsor projects all along the Continental Divide Trail each year. We have approximately 40 projects scheduled in Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico throughout the summer. And probably one of our biggest events, at least to kick off the season in Colorado, is our National Trails Day event this coming Saturday, which is at the Herman Gulch Trailhead, approximately 45 miles west of Denver.
Uh-oh. Here we go again. Hold on, please. Who's still on the line here? Is Jeff, are you on the line?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Hold on, please. Let's try this again. Jeff and Kimberly, you're still there?
Yes.
We've had troubles here. Sorry, carry on, please.
That's okay. And we're looking for people to help us out on all of our 40 projects this summer to make the Continental Divide Trail a reality from Canada to Mexico.
So tell us some of the highlights of this particular event. What's give us some ideas of where people can find some really interesting things happening.
Yeah, we only are sponsoring one National Trails Day event, which I mentioned at the Herman Gulch Trailhead just outside of Denver. We're working in conjunction with the Forest Service. We're also having our partner, Backpacker Magazine, their road team will be there.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, and Colorado Mountain Club is also one of our partners who will be also helping out on this project.
Now, if people want to get information about how they can participate, tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, the project is actually filling up rather quickly. We may not have any space at this point, but we have several projects. You can check them all out on our website at www.cdtrail.org.
Okay, Kimberly, I'm going to actually, because these phone lines are complex, I'm going to hang up on you, but thank you for being here, and I want to invite everybody to participate. Thanks so much for being on the Wild Side News.
Thank you, Sydney, for inviting me.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Bye.
And now we have Jeffrey Hunter.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Now, you're in a pretty part of the country. Talk about that.
Well, I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is the location of American Hiking Society's first office outside the Washington, D.C. area, and this office was opened last April 2003, in a regionally focused project to build a 5,000-mile interconnected network of hiking trails.
Wow.
Here in nine southeastern states.
Very fun. So you are the trails program manager, and tell us about some of the activities that people can expect in the southeastern part of the United States.
Well, there are lots of different National Trails Day events taking place. I work with a coalition of 28 hiking groups in nine different states, including the Florida Trail Association. I believe they have more than five events throughout the state. But locally, here in southeast Tennessee where I am, I'll be attending two events personally Saturday, with Mary Margaret Sloan, the president of American Hiking
Society. She was on our first segment.
We'll be 9 o'clock in the morning in Ocoee, Tennessee, right on the Ocoee River. That's where the 1996 Olympic kayaking events were held. And that will be a celebration with the Benton Mackay Trail Association. They'll be celebrating and dedicating 85 miles of new trail that has been approved by the U.S. Forest Service. It's a fantastic foot trail. And if folks want to find out more about that, they can visit our nationaltrailsday.org website.
Other events that you're aware of?
Sure. As soon as the dedication ceremonies are completed there, I'll be heading to Soddy Daisy, Tennessee.
Wow, that's interesting. How do you spell that? That's fun.
S-O-D-D-Y hyphen D-A-I-S-Y.
That's cute.
And Soddy Daisy is about 20 minutes north of Chattanooga. And the Cumberland Trail Conference is going to be holding a full day, sort of a festival, to celebrate the opening of 18 miles of new trail in three beautiful river gorges just north of Chattanooga. At 9 a.m., people can show up and register for hikes. Those hikes will start departing around 9:30. And right around the same time, this is pretty unique, a folklorist who works for the Tennessee State Parks will be interviewing local folks to try to gather the historical record from around the Cumberland Trail to be incorporated into the trail experience.
Now, if people want to find out, we're almost out of time here, if people want to find out how to participate in your events, let them know how.
Well, again, nationaltrailsday.org is a national website. For more information about the event in Soddy Daisy, people can check cumberlandtrail.org.
Well, Jeff, thanks so much for being on the Wild Side News. We're heading out here. We've covered a lot of information about this National Trails Day. This is your opportunity to get out there and have a terrific time. Jeff, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And this is Sidney Wildsmith with the Wild Side News. Take that first step onto a trail towards fun, adventure, and a healthy life. Thanks to all of you who've made today's special edition of the Wild Side News such a success. Thanks to Claire, my associate producer. Join us next week here on the Wild Side News. This is Sidney Wildsmith. Adios.